travel stocks in focus as Marriott reported, and they said that demand for business and leisure travel appears to be back. Yahoo Finance's Emily McCormick is watching the tape very closely and has the roundup of all the big travel stocks making moves. Emily, what are we hearing?
Well, Ryan, Marriott shares specifically are climbing this morning after the company posted quarterly results that topped estimates across virtually every major metric. Now, the travel stock has also been outperforming the S&P 500 so far for the year to date as the recovery and reopening process continues, despite a brief bump from the Omicron variant and the surge in cases that we saw in January. But diving into these results here from Marriott, adjusted earnings per share were $1.30, coming in 31 cents ahead of consensus expectations, and revenue of $4.5 billion, more than doubled compared to last year and also topped estimates. Now, we should note it was still down by about 17% compared to the same quarter in 2019 before the pandemic, but again, still ahead of expectations and still showing encouraging signs of moving in the right direction on the top line. But more importantly, revenue per available room, which is a closely watched metric in the accommodation space, grew by about 144% in the fourth quarter for Marriott in North America specifically. Worldwide, RevPAR was up by 125%. And Marriott also said in its earnings statement, quote, "We experienced significant progress in global RevPAR recovery in 2021, despite the emergence of new variants and ongoing headwinds from the global pandemic. Each of our regions saw meaningful continued RevPAR recovery in the fourth quarter compared to the third quarter, with the exception of Greater China, where recovery stalled due to their zero COVID policy." Now, for this year, Marriott also expects to increase its property footprint and see net rooms growth come in between 3.5% and 4%. And we should also note that Marriott executives struck an upbeat tone about bookings trends in the first quarter, the current quarter, despite that brief impact from soaring Omicron cases in early January. Now, specifically, the CEO of Marriott, Anthony Capuano, said during the earnings call this morning that group and corporate cancellations had ticked up for January and February arrival dates due to Omicron, but these cancellations have now started to slow and new bookings are also gaining momentum. And then finally, in terms of what Wall Street is saying about this print, Bloomberg cited analysts at Citigroup who wrote in a note, quote, "Marriott's fourth quarter results were well ahead of consensus expectations and results reflect continued rate-driven recovery, which bodes well for accelerated earnings growth as occupancy trends improve." Now, this report from Marriott is also potentially a positive sign for some of the other accommodations and lodging companies we'll be hearing from with their latest quarterly earnings results coming out in the next couple of days. Airbnb and Wynn Resorts are each slated to report after market close today, and Hilton and Hyatt report tomorrow. Now, all of these stocks have outperformed the S&P 500 so far for the year to date. And again, just zeroing in on Marriott specifically, definitely seeing a boost in those shares today after these results, guys.
Yeah, big earnings expected from Airbnb at 4 p.m. And of course, you'll be able to catch that live with Emily McCormick, who's going to be hosting the 3 to 5 later on. We'll catch you later, Emily. Thanks so much.